So Jesus came to remind us of our divine nature. Because through this divine nature, we can actually enter in to be with the Lord. Praise God. Through the knowledge of your divine nature, you can escape the corruption that is in this world. God never intended to hand over to people a bundle of rules, of do's and don'ts. Praise God. God himself is not bound to law. Are you listening to me? God's nature spontaneously fulfills the law. His nature is the law. Praise God. And he wants to lift you into that same nature so that you can fulfill these things. He says that the law is not fulfilled by the natural man, but by the spiritual man. Praise God. So you see, it's very, we fall into error and into bondage when we think we can interpret the laws of Moses with the natural mind. They are spiritual laws. Praise God. So when Jesus comes on the scene, he comes in a way that people did not expect. He comes to teach a thing that is different from what they were used to. They were used to being in the synagogues and hearing, don't do this and don't do that. Do this and do that. Praise God. And you could see that it never helped them. Those laws were not able to transport them into God's kingdom. Praise God. That's why Jesus came and brought the revelation of I am. He brought the revelation of I am. I am is a universal I am. I am is a spiritual I am. I am is an identity that has been before this world was. I am is God. Praise God. And when Jesus stood in a gap and told the scribes and the Pharisees, before Abraham was, I am. Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. And the scribes and the Pharisees, who are the natural men, could not comprehend how that a man who they knew their mother, they knew his mother, somebody who was born normally like them, who didn't have wings, will now tell them that he was before Abraham. And he told them, before Abraham was, I am. That I am is what Jesus came to reveal to mankind. Because recognition of I am is what will cause you escape and entrance into God's kingdom. Praise God. So it's nothing about a bunch of rules. It's nothing about rules and regulations. Praise God. It's about recognizing this divine I am. Paul recognized the divine I am and says, there is one spirit. There is one body. There is one Lord. There is one God. That I am is the one in you all. Paul got that revelation. This same Paul that was killing Christians earlier on when his name was Saul, he had a voice telling him, why are you persecuting me? And Paul said, God, I had nothing to do with you. It's this man, this heretic. But we forget the words of Jesus. The least you do unto them, you do unto me. Why? Because the Lord is in the midst of you all. These are the mysteries that have been hidden from mankind. Praise God. All along, man has been sleeping in the dust. The Bible is full of allegorical languages, spiritual terminologies that the natural man cannot understand. When it says, dust you are, dust you return, it shows how man has sunk into the miry clay, how man has become a mortal, how man in his descent has become a slave to corruption. Praise God. But God you are in his image and in his likeness. You are offshoots of God. You are branches of that vine. The way he is, the way you are, you share the same divine nature. And by recognition of this, you enter into heaven. Somebody will come at the gate of heaven and say, Lord, I'm pastor. I've done everything that you told me all these years. Can I enter into heaven? And he hears a voice. I know you not. Praise God. Another one comes, but I've evangelized everywhere in the world. I've raised up churches and branches everywhere. I've paid my tithes. I attend church every Sunday, and he goes to the gate, and he hears a voice, walker of iniquity, I know you not. So somebody comes, and nobody comes, and he says, I am that I am. The voice says, oh, that's me, oh, come inside. You cannot enter God's kingdom as a man. The issue here is that Jesus Christ says you must let go of your life to partake of my life. Praise God. You must die to live. Die means living unto the I am. This was the scenery when Moses met before the burning bush. You know, normally when my wife is here, she sees the burning bush, this vision of the burning bush. And I tell you that if you can stand properly and listen to the voices that you hear from this pulpit, you are before that burning bush. Because the voice from the burning bush will only testify of the I am. Praise God. When Moses went to the high mountain alone, solitary, he heard a voice. Moses. And what happens? The Bible says Moses turns around and he sees a burning bush. And the Bible says he went to investigate. And when he got there, the voice tells him, remove your sandals because you are standing on holy ground. See, that high mountain is a type of Zion. Praise God. Zion is, you know, these are typologies. God uses all those things in the Bible. They are all pointers to the mysteries of Christ. I've shared with you on the story of Noah. I've shared with you on the mysteries of Lot. And many, many of these things are not for head knowledge, but rather to edify us in the knowledge of Christ. Praise God, to let you to know something that you have forgotten. Every problem man has today is because he has deviated from his true divine nature. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Not because they took a cigarette. Not because they did anything like we call sin in this world. It's because they deviated from their divine nature. That is sin. They denied the true nature that they had from the beginning. And they walked contrary to that nature. And in a mistaken identity, they have suffered many things. They become slaves to corruption. In their mistaken identities, they become slaves to death. To sin and what? Death. Praise God. But thank God, through the revelation of Jesus, who in reality is not a man. I'm going to come to that now. Through the revelation of Jesus, we are set free. Hallelujah. We are set free. Moses stands before the burning bush. It's an experience that every man must have spiritually. Because after that encounter, Moses is no longer the same. Praise God. He's no longer the same person. He's transformed. I am that I am. He says, who are you? Who should I say you are? Tell them, I am. That is the same I am that Jesus was saying before Abraham was, I am. Because Jesus was walking in the resurrection. Hallelujah. What is the resurrection? Resurrection is not just a matter of coming out of your physical graves in a cemetery somewhere. These are concepts that you have to abolish from your minds. Because all men in their transgression are already dead in their sins and trespasses. Praise God. When a man is dead, he's not aware of reality. When a man is dead, he cannot see, he cannot hear, he cannot talk. He walks in nothingness. It's like just null and void. Praise God. That is the nature of man in the transgression. Hallelujah. But he comes to bring an awakening. You begin to hear the voice of I am. He says the hour is coming when those who are in their grace will hear the voice. What voice are you hearing? It's that same voice from the burning bush. I am that I am. Hallelujah. And when you hear that voice and recognize that voice, you will awake back into life. You begin to walk in newness of life. No more according to the old corrupt man of the flesh, but in newness of life, in that one identity which we call the Christ. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. God wants to wake you to this reality that is within you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So Moses is an example of the believer who awakens into the resurrection. When you stand before that fire, the fire dissolves every trace of carnality in you. Praise God. You know what fire does? Fire dissolves anything that is dissolvable. Fire destroys everything that is destroyable. You know that? But there are people, there is something in you that cannot be destroyed by fire. And that is the Christ in you.
Amen.
This is the mystery of the three Hebrew children in the days of Daniel. You know, they were put into a cage. Somebody mention their names. Shadrach, Meshach. They were where? Put in the furnace. And the furnace was made to burn 7 times. It was so hot, so fiery, that those people who threw death into the fire, some of them were killed. That will show you how hot it was. But those three servants of God stood there, hallelujah.
Amen.
They stood in the midst of the fire, hallelujah. And you know what? When the king looked properly, he saw somebody there. Something like the son of a man. He saw a fourth figure there. He was saying, I am. I am. These are servants who have united themselves with the I am. He says, some of you here will not never die. Hallelujah. He calls them the ministers of fire. The fiery ministers of God. Hallelujah. Because fire cannot burn fire. Fire cannot destroy fire.
Amen.
A flame cannot consume a flame. Hallelujah. They can only work together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But anything that is carnal, we is dissolved as we come in contact with the I am that I am. Hallelujah. Do you know that to be carnally minded is
dead.
To be carnally minded is death. And all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Connect these words. Mean that all men have become carnally
minded.
And this is symbolic by the serpent in the garden. I just don't know those wild imaginations we have as men. A naked man and a naked woman running in the garden. And you know, the snake on the tree, all these are just, it's just like symbolic story. God is passing to us a spiritual message. When you see a serpent crawling on the earth, it speaks, it shows the carnal mind. Something that is carnal, something that is terrestrial, something that is earthbound. Hallelujah. It shows how Adam became engulfed with the wisdom of this age, which is nothing but earthly knowledge, the knowledge of men. And all men have put on what they call the nature of the beast. And the beast is the serpent. Praise God. The beast is the serpent. You know, don't throw away all those your big, big books. People are expecting somebody to come from Saudi Arabia with a stamp in his hand to stamp people on the forehead with 666. But what people don't know is that that mark is already on every man's mind, you know, forehead. You represent the nature of the carnally minded man. And it is death. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you come before the burning bush, there is a change. God gave a sign to Moses. He says, take the rod that is in your hand, throw it on the ground. And when Moses did that, the rod turned into a serpent. A fiery serpent. You know what they call a fiery serpent? A wild, dangerous, can you imagine a cobra? A big, wild, dangerous cobra. And Moses was already someone who was used to the wilderness. So for him to run away, that means that cobra must have been very dangerous. A very big, wild, dangerous cobra. I think some days ago we were watching a documentary on snakes somewhere in my house. And you see some very big snakes here. You will never believe that these things exist in this world. Eh? If you see some snakes, this world that we're living in, praise God.
Hallelujah.
A snake that will just, you know, swallow up a man. I saw those photos of snakes who were cut open and so you can imagine a fiery serpent was crawling on the earth. And God said, this is one sign that you shall show the people that I sent you. Pick up that serpent with your hand. You know what God was trying to demonstrate? The overcomer. You see, you are not going to overcome your family members or anybody that did anything to you. Leave those things. Those are petty, you know, Christianity level. My family members, they are doing this, they are doing that. If you discover yourself as son of God, family members and all that are small matters for you. Somebody do me, that's why I'm not doing well. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what happens? He picks up the serpent and the serpent becomes a rod. That serpent represents the carnal nature of man. It shows the nature of man that is not saved. The nature of man in the transgression. That's why Jesus will look at the scribes and the Pharisees and the people and tell them, call them what? Brood of vipers. He was talking about their nature. The nature of a man. And God is not here to accuse you, but he's going to show you a way to escape it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So what happens? Moses stands there and lifts up that serpent and it becomes a rod in his hand. Jesus Christ says, this sign shall follow those that believe in me.
Amen.
They shall pick up
serpent
in their hand. People think that if you go to a bush to pick up any serpent, I can assure you it won't turn to a rod. Amen. So don't try that. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody says, I have the faith in the world. And there are times for that. There are times that God will lead you for that kind of thing. Praise God.
Amen.
But that is not the intention of God. God wants to demonstrate to us a spiritual mystery to overcome the nature of the beast.
Amen.
The carnally minded nature that we've had. This is what has produced death in us. This word produces a barricade between us and God. But once the carnal nature is taken away, you shall see the beauty of the glory of God that you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ said, they shall speak with you.
Yeah.
You know, from that moment onwards, Moses will speak in a new tongue. You know the tongue he spoke with? I am. You look at from that moment onwards, Moses lived a dedicated life unto God. He was simply a servant of God. Moses had left everything to work with God. Moses is an example of the servant of God, appearing with great glory and power. around the fellow brethren who are in captivity. God sent Moses to set them. Say, let my people go. I am, I sent you to let my people go. Moses was a physical manifestation of the I am.
Amen.
To the children of Israel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And when Moses speaks, he brings deliverance to the people. And you know how you do deliverance? I am simply speaks truth. He reveals your essence from the beginning. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this is an example of the children of the resurrection. If you notice, like I told you, Moses appeared later, many years with Jesus, in the transfiguration. God was demonstrating to us a mystery. I shared some week ago how why Moses did not die.
Yes.
And that is, you know, those messages, you know, on the internet, you know, all kind of, you know, comments and people, you know.
Abusing the
heat. Yeah, and some people are really appreciative of the message. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can see, these are the things that God wants you to know. Hallelujah. These are the things that God wants his people to know. Praise God. Turn quickly to the book of John. Hallelujah. John chapter 15 verse 26. Are we there? But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. And you shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the
beginning.
You have been with me from the
beginning.
The Spirit of truth. Oh, hallelujah. You will testify because you have been with me
from the beginning.
Do you remember from the beginning where you were with Jesus?
No.
With your natural mind, forget it. Praise God. Because your natural mind will tell you that you were born some years ago.
Yes.
In a certain place. Your natural mind will tell you are a black person. Your natural mind will tell you, you know, all the things you can remember with your natural mind. And it looks awkward and ridiculous to think or to even imagine that you were with God from the beginning, with Christ from the beginning. This is the I am that says, I am the beginning. I am the beginning. I am the end. And he now tells you, you have been with me from the beginning. So when the message comes to you, he comes to gather you unto himself, so that you can enter back into that one body which we call the body of Christ. A universal body. Hallelujah. A body of united spirits. Spirits that are joined in one with the eternal God. He says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. And that spirit is the one that speaks from the burning bush, saying, I am. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you can get the revelation of I am, from the hurts and pains we suffered as men, emotional torments, fears, worries, we all pass away.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
All these things will be a thing of the past. You know, I was having a problem with somebody who hurt me some time back. Really, really stabbed me, you know. And you know, some of us have these problems. And for weeks and years, you roll on your bed and remember what this person did to you. Have you experienced it before? You know, some people, they roll on their beds and they carry on for years and they wither away, they die off. I've seen people because of bitterness, how they withered. How everything just went awkward in their life because of what? Bitterness. And these people did not want to be bitter. They tried to forgive, they could not. With your power as a man, you cannot forgive. Some people will tell you that I can forgive, but I can't forget. So which kind of forgiveness is that one? Rubbish talk. Say, I forgive you, but I can't forget. So have you forgiven?
No.
Praise God. But remembering the divine I am will cause you escape. Praise God. Because nobody can touch who you truly are. Nothing can touch who you truly are. Because your true nature is untouchable by man. It's not even known by man. Nobody knows you. Nobody sees you.
It's true.
Your husband left you. You see, well, that man I met along the way in my human journey. Hallelujah. Some of these things you carry and big things as men, they are nothing before God. Praise God. That's why whenever we preach is an offense to the natural mind. You know that? I preach is an offense to the natural mind. See, but it's only normal. When Jesus Christ says, before Abraham was, I am, you know what they did? They pick up stones to stone him. These same people forgot that that was their own escape route to glory. The revelation of I am. Because you are pure spirit. But yes, we are in this world, you need to wear your clothes, you need to eat, you need to drink, you need to do certain things. And you need to prosper according to the will of God. It's about recognition of the I am. Recognition of your identity in God. You know, your identity in the bosom of God from the beginning. It's what will give you the comfort you need as you walk through this life. That's why the Spirit is called the Comforter. Jesus Christ says the Spirit will come to give you remembrance. He will come to remind you. The psalmist says in the grave there is no remembrance. Somebody say, but what do you mean by the grave? Well, all men are in the grave. The graveyard is a spiritual terminology for those who are unaware of the truth. All men are spiritually dead. The Bible says, God told Adam in the day, you eat of that tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall. But Adam went on for almost 1,000 years. But he was dead. He was dead from that moment he ate that tree. Spiritually speaking, he was dead. He lost awareness of the fact that he was one with the I am. He lost awareness of the reality of his oneness with God. That's why you entered into tribulation. I am that I am is the revelation, is the tone that you need. Hallelujah. It's a universal body. One body, many members. Everybody has a part in that body. If you want to learn to love, look more and more and get a greater revelation on this I am. It is your gateway to heaven. Now, can you quickly turn to the book of Revelation chapter 22? I hope people are getting me this morning. Some people tell me that I speak in tongues. Anyway, that is the fulfillment of Jesus' prophecy. Jesus Christ says, those that believe shall speak in new tongues. I speak in heavenly language. Amen. Hallelujah. You speak a language that is not of men, a language of angels. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are we there? Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want us to understand that our revelation of I am Alpha, I am Omega, beginning and the end, first and the last, is what grants a man access into God's kingdom. Praise God. Doing the commandments of God is not doing 10 commandments. So doing the commandments of God is laying down your life for I am. Praise God. This is the will of God. Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed according to the renewing of your minds, working according to the new man who is from heaven. Praise God. And as we do this, automatically we ascend into oneness. We ascend into the unity of the faith. Our sister shared our unity of the faith until we come to the unity of the faith. Unto one man. Hear that word, one
man.
And that man is a spiritual body. It's not a physical man. You know, people are still waiting to see Jesus, a man with a long hair, blue eyes, and when he comes, he'll change something in your life. He has finished his ministry. Praise God. He has his own part has finished. Now he has handed over the baton to you. Because he says, the works that I do, and what are the works that you will do? You will reveal the I am to other brethren. The same way that God and Jesus has revealed the mystery of the faith, the mystery of the identity of a man hidden from the foundation of the world. That same thing is what you are going to do. You will pass the baton on to the brethren. Hallelujah. First John chapter 1, verse 1. I'm going to round up with the scriptures. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Are we there? That which was from the beginning. Now you see that beginning again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when you say beginning here, it means before everything was created, before anything existed, before anything ever existed, there is something that has been from the beginning. And you know, we know that thing is God. Isn't it?
Yes.
By faith we know that out of nothing God brought forth everything we see today. That is God. That thing from the beginning is God, and that beginning is actually a body of people.
Hallelujah.
The Alpha and the Omega says, I am the beginning. The Alpha and the Omega is actually the glorified Christ.
Amen.
It shows an allegorical picture. When I say allegorical, symbolic picture of a celestial man with many members. When he speaks with the voice of a multitude. A good example that a sister gave was the stadium. You know, when you hear a row in the stadium, it's a goal! Everybody, you know? They speak in unity at that point in time before they go back to their problems. Hallelujah. You know, in countries like Nigeria, where you have tribes against tribes, and you know, when the Green Eagle score, you go, you see there's a unity across the nation for a few seconds. The Hausas and the Yorubas and the Igbos and all the tribes say, "Hey, I'm Nigeria." Then suddenly they forget and go back to the trenches. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So that's what he says, I am the beginning. That is the one from the beginning. It's a body of people. John says that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us.
Hallelujah.
That which we have seen and heard, declare unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full.
Hallelujah.
Now, you see, let me tell you something. When you read the Bible, you cannot read it with the natural mind. Forget it. That's why when you hear of things like rapture, people read this with a natural mind and they get the feeling that someday something will happen and people will be flying in the sky. Why? Because they read it with a natural mind. They are not understanding the spiritual communication of Paul. Praise God. People are not understanding the communication of the Spirit. Now, when you hear our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, what a man may imagine is that one man is on a big chair in heaven and another man on a smaller chair, and we are fellowshipping with them. Look properly. If you study the Alpha and the Omega very well, he says, I am the Almighty God. He says, I am the Son. He says, I am the beginning. He says, I am the bright and morning star. He says, I'm the bright, I'm, you know, the morning star, I'm the angel of God. He is worth everything. Jesus Christ comes and says, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Somebody was asking Jesus, well, show us the Father, we will believe. Show us God. Show us the Father. Jesus Christ says, Thomas,
Philip,
I've been with you for so long and you don't know me. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And Jesus Christ says, the works that I do, you will do also. You know what you are going to do? You are going to reveal the Father to creation. Because the Father is your life. Praise God. That's why in the book of Revelation, those who were redeemed, the Bible says what happens? They had the name of the Father written on their forehead, meaning that they walk in the identity of the Father. They don't walk in the identity of Pastor Trevor, Brother Trevor. They don't walk in the identity of Elder Isaac or whatever. They walk in the identity of the Father, which is the highest name above all names. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah 56, the promise of God is that I will give you a name that is higher than every name, better than that of the names of princes and kings. I will give you a new name, and that is the name of the Father. Praise God. In that day you will know that I am in you, you are in me, the Father is in you, and you are in the Father. In the day of your awakening, this is all the work of the Spirit to bring you to that awareness. every day and night as we are standing before the burning bush. He's reminding us. He's breaking down every stronghold in our minds, every barrier in our minds, everything that exalts himself against the knowledge of God. He's bringing it to life, hallelujah. And he's raising every stronghold from our minds. The problem is in your mind. The problem is not somebody that did anything to you years ago. Because when you are ascending God, those things will dissolve as if they were never there. Hallelujah. Praise God. You become like the bright and morning star. He says, so him that overcomes will I give the morning star. That means you will put on my nature. If you like, stand there and abuse God for money tonight. Go outside, pull yourself naked. You know the way the African woman will do. She says she will stand nude. So she goes out and she says she's naked. Okay, naked, cough God. Nothing. Rain will still fall on you, sun will still fall. Nothing will happen. He goes to the love you, they go. Hallelujah. You can't touch him. Look at how high the stars are. Can you reach the star with your curse?
No.
With your problems?
No.
But you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are the stars of God. He has lifted you high above all principalities and powers. Nothing can tamper with your peace. Why? Because we've gotten the revelation of I am that I am. So John in this message is saying that he's inviting you. That thing that has been from the beginning, that life that has been in the bosom, in God, has been made manifest. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We have seen it. And with joy, we invite you to participate in this one life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In the Father and in the Son. Hallelujah. When you are in the resurrection, when you go higher, you begin to see that everything in nature speaks about the Father and the Son.
Amen.
Everything that is seen is only a parable that reveals the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can we stand up? I am that I am. The revelation of I am. Lift yourself up from the dust. Awaken back into your inheritance in God. Remember your divine nature. Remember the heights from where you are falling. Remember your position at your right hand of the Alpha and the Omega among the seven stars, the Pleiades. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. Remember your place among the seven golden candlesticks. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be your name, O Father. Hallelujah. Don't let the distractions and the tribulations of this world distract you from this reality. Look on to the author and the finisher of your faith. Look unto him. Don't look at your bank account. Don't look at any problem in you or any health problem or anything around you. Look on to that one who has been from the beginning. Everything will fall into place. God has a plan. Hallelujah. Everything will fall into the place. All shall come to the knowledge of the truth.
Yes.
The Bible says that Adam all died, and in Christ all shall be made. All shall be made alive.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let yokes be broken. Let eyes be open to see that wonder has been from eternity. Causing your people to escape the horrors of humanity, to escape the realm of hell and death. Hallelujah. You have spoken by your word that I say the truth. Not all shall die. These are those who, like Moses, stand before the burning bush and hear the voice, I am that I am. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.